What is up, beautiful people? Episode 121 of the Ignite Your Purpose Show podcast vlog. Two guys talking from across the pond. 22. John's correcting me already, people. 122. I don't even know what I said. I'm so excited to be here live with y'all. It is Ignite Your Purpose. We talk longevity through a healthy lifestyle. That's the base. That's the foundation, people. To be better, that's where we have to start. It's a mix of mental, physical, and spiritual knowledge, the mind, body, soul trifecta, from negative to positive. And on that note, John, we damn well know we just got the Ignite Your Purpose negative to positive shirts and all this other stuff going.
Yep. We will start attaching links to, if you want an Ignite Your Purpose t-shirt, we'll get you one. But from me, welcome to the show. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for subscribing. In today's show, I don't know what you're going to take away from it. Maybe it's just thought-provoking conversation. So I have literally just read in the media. There's a US quarterback, 30 years old. He was not picked up this year as a player because during national anthem, US national anthem, he took a knee to stand up for racism, police brutality, and all of this other stuff. But today, he's been officially signed up as the current face of Nike. And they're saying he stands up for all sort of kinds of human rights. And the backlash, lots of people have gone, that's incredible, amazing, love it. But then there are equally, or if not more, people who are burning Nike products, saying it's a disgrace, he's not an American, all of this good stuff. In the middle, there are people saying, well, if you don't like it, you don't want to wear the kit, give it to charity, give it to veterans, don't burn it, don't be freaking stupid. You know, you're burning your own stuff. That's not very clever. just wondering if Max has any words on that.
Oh, man. You know, political stuff out of it. I mean, you can go back to, and because I'm into music, man, I've seen this happen time and time again where something will happen. I know what happened with the Dixie Chicks. I know what happened with Ice-T. I know what happened with NWA, where all these people get together and they've paid for these CDs. They've paid for these products and they'll put them somewhere and they'll either burn them or, you know, because of something the artist or something the person's done, right? Which, again, boggles my mind. It's something John and I talked about yesterday. Like, even when we get to online comments, if you don't like something, why are you taking the time and energy out of your day to comment on it?
You got this 2 days ago.
Yeah. Why did you just scroll past it? Anyway, people are people. It's the society we live in. I will say this. Nike, brilliant. When you have that much free publicity, dude, come on. They're stacking bank, man. So it was a beautiful thing. And the slogan's pretty slick. You know, the slogan is very slick. I'll give them that. And then you get to, a guy who used, you know, what do they say? No publicity is, what's that saying? Any publicity. There's no such thing as bad. There you go. So if you're trying to brand yourself, I mean, he's going to be up there with like the president now, right? Like everybody knows about him. Everybody's talking about him. So good or bad, his journey is his journey and he's killing it right now. So there you go.
Yeah, I love it. You know, there's all these hashtags, just burn it, you know, bounce against, just do it, and then swishy at Nike. The thing that makes me laugh is in 2 weeks, we will not know any of this. We will all have forgotten about it, and everybody will be out thinking, man, I need some more T-shirts, and they'll forget they've burnt the Nike, or they want some new freaking Air Maxes, whatever it is. We spoke maybe a week ago, maybe 2 weeks, about how across the planet, we're all the freaking same. We need oxygen, we need water, you know, we want to care for our family, and we're all just trying to be good, decent people. And I don't doubt for one second, I don't believe for one second that when he took a knee, he was being disrespectful to the flag, to any Americans, to any veterans, or any of the very short American history that they've got. It's quite short, not as short as Canada, but it's quite short. he was just wanting to raise the public awareness of some of the challenges that affect society, not just, I would say, not just in America, the world over. There's racism in football here. I'm sure in every sport across the world, there's that thing. And support is supposed to bring people together. It's our modern day chariot racing, or it's our modern day gladiator rings, or whatever it is. You know, it's supposed to bring these people together, get in the pit, have a fight, have a few beers afterwards, not get in the weeds about the micro bollocks. So
it's to forget about reality, right? For that 2 hour or whatever span of time, right? You know, I can't say that I could ever put myself in his shoes and know what the purpose of the whole taking anything was. I don't know. I mean, nobody would ever probably thought we got this big. I've definitely seen left wing and I've seen right wing news reports of, you know, how deep it goes, and then you get the tinfoil hats on and all that. So we won't go there. But yeah. I mean, it is what it is, right? And John, you hit it on the head. When you have somebody like, you know, on your end of the world, you know, Princess Di, for example, somebody who did such great around the world, when they die, it's a huge funeral, and then it's over. You know what I mean? So like John said, this will be forgotten until the media brings it back up, but it'll be forgotten, right? Like, we'll go on with our lives. So it is. We're just a blip on this planet for such a short period of time. Enjoy it. And on his end, dude, he's killing it. Make that money. Win. Yeah, make that money. He's got more branding power. He's got, to any corporation in the world right now, he is, like, he's at the pinnacle. So he killed it. He rocked it.
I know a football career is short, and I know we'd love to be playing the game. I'm sure we'd much rather be playing the game. And so for these football teams, who are passing over a guy who was playing last year, you know, I think it's a little bit narrow-minded, guys, you know, pick him up. Get the publicity from that guy being at your club.
Yep. And it'll be, it couldn't be negative. You'll have those who love and those who don't, but it'll still sell tickets, right? There you go. It'll still sell tickets.
Anyway, that's it. I think we've got tomorrow's story lined up. We're going to talk about the Olympic Games.
Yep. So, this will be next level. This is
another next level subject. I might even put some work in for this. But as always, please hit that subscribe button down there somewhere. Like it, share it, watch it, don't watch it. Get the conversation going, and we'll speak to you all tomorrow. Thanks, everyone. Bye.